This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is embarking on an RV tour focused on hearing from farmers about the next farm bill. Perdue kicks off the Back to Our Roots RV tour this Thursday. This is the first of two RV tours that the Secretary will make this summer. The first tour features stops in five states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. Along the way, Perdue will meet with farmers, ranchers, foresters, producers, students, governors, members of Congress, U.S. Department of Ag employees, and others, according to USDA. Secretary Perdue says the tour will allow USDA to hear directly from people in agriculture across the country, as well as from consumers. And there will be a stop in Illinois next Monday, August 7th at 11 a.m. to discuss the 2018 Farm Bill with Illinois Ag Director Raymond Poe. That's going to be in Rochester at the Beatty Farm. In other news, the Sangamon County Farm Bureau recently added a new member to their Farmer Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame was started by a local farmer with a mission to honor farmers for all of their hard work, both on and off the farm. Sangamon County Farm Bureau Manager Jim Burge says over 30 farmers have been recognized, and this year's recipient is Al Landry of Pawnee.
The program actually started quite a few years ago outside of the realm of the Farm Bureau. Earl Taft, a local farmer, has since passed. He started this to, again, honor people that have served their community and farm and for, you know, their life. And he held that for a number of years. We always displayed the display for him in our boardroom, where it was a little bit more visible to the public. However, as time went along, and he became less able to handle those tasks any longer, and we offered to take it over for him and carry the honor on. And so we have done that for quite a few years now. Farmers. We've got some the really backbone of the community farmers, and they do a lot for all of our communities. They sit on school boards, you know, a thankless job. They sit on the bank board, you know. They help out with taxes. Of course, they pay lots of taxes to the community. There's lots of things that our farmers do. They sit on their church boards, and they do things besides just put their hands in the dirt and put in a good day's work. So we're proud to honor them, and that's kind of how the whole program began.
Well, that's really exciting, and I'm so glad that we're talking about this today, because you're right. Farmers are sometimes the only backbones of a community if you're in a very rural area. So, Jim, if you had a chance to count, how many people are now members of this Hall of Fame?
Well, with the induction of Al Landry here weeks ago, we now have 33 inductees.
That's truly amazing, very impressive, and what a great honor for those guys and gals to be inducted into that. You know, you work with farmers every day through the Farm Bureau. You've got a lot of volunteers, your board members, and just members in general. So, Jim, I'd say you probably have a special appreciation for farmers.
Well, I know all that they put in, you know, we have farmers just like any other faction of society. We have people, farmers, that don't do a lot of volunteering, and you know, they may be a little bit more homebodies and just stay on their farm and they do their work. And then you have other people, you know, that are more outgoing in that sense and pitch in and do a lot of things. So, you know, we really appreciate all of them, because they all have their special, unique talents and gifts to our communities and to our organization. But those that come out and volunteer for us, usually they're busy, busy people, because they're volunteering other places too. And we know, we understand, and we respect that, because they're fantastic people, and they'll do anything you need. They just have to have the time and to do it. But you know, so we have a really good group of folks. We have about 90 volunteers every year that volunteer for the Farm Bureau in various ways and shapes, and so without them, we couldn't make everything that we do happen, and it's always incumbent upon us to remember and be respectful and be so thankful for all that they help do to make the world go around and to make Farm Bureau go around.
Sangamon County Farm Bureau Manager Jim Burge. And it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk to the award recipient himself. Al Landry was born and raised in Sangamon County and has been around farming his entire life. Throughout those years on the farm, he's watched a lot of changes take place, and at 81 years old, Al continues to work on the farm to this day.
I basically have lived in Pawnee, Illinois, my whole lifetime, and my mother had farm ground out in the edge of town. And then when I got married, my wife had farm ground over in the Verdon area. So I have basically farm operations has been between Pawnee and Verdon. It's not just one spot. What I'm trying to say is our farming has been between Pawnee and Verdon, which is a little unusual in itself. I went to Illinois State University and then went for 2 years, and then I had to go to the Air Force. I spent 4 years in the military, and I came home, got married, and we started our own individual farming operation, my wife and I. And she was a pretty big influence on our farming operation in itself. She was very passive on it. It wasn't domineering, but she was always making suggestions on maybe we ought to try this or try that. And I never could get her to drive a tractor, but she was always there with the seed wagon or the fuel or the parts that we needed. And somehow she always had food in the car for us to go with. But we have slowly, together, we slowly increased our farm acreage and joined the Farm Bureau, because you have to belong to the Farm Bureau to stay up with all of the changes that and regulations that are made, and have a voice that represents different viewpoints. Because when you go up to the politicians, the lobbyists, they'll just run over you as an individual. So we always spend a lot of time at meetings with Farm Bureau, because that's how you get to know different people and know what the issues are for the day.
So, Al, how long would you say that you've been farming? How many years, if you can give us a number?
I started farming in 52.
And then do you remember how long you've been a Farm Bureau member?
And I can't tell you for sure. It was somewhere around the 60s, because I joined the Farm Bureau soon after I started farming, and then served on the board of directors. I'd say it had to be in the late 60s when I joined the Farm Bureau.
Okay, so it sounds like you've been pretty involved with Farm Bureau. Did you know that you were receiving this award, or what did you feel like?
No, I didn't. My boy called me at 9:30 in the morning, and he said, "Dad, you got to go help Jim tonight," because he said he's in Florida on vacation. And he called 9:30 in the morning and said, "Dad, you got to go help Jim tonight at the meeting," because he said I told him I'd help him, and he said I forgot that I was going to be on vacation. So, dear old Dad, you know, goes in the car, and I went up to the meeting, and that's what I received at the meeting. It was very truly a quite surprise. Because I didn't think that I was that much involved in Farm Bureau in itself. But real proud of it. I'm real proud of it.
Well, congratulations. Something that you should be proud of, Al. And as you were talking to us about your wife and her recommending trying new things, it sounds like you've seen some changes in farming, and I imagine you have if you started in the 50s and now the way things have advanced. So could you tell us maybe what a couple of the things that you've seen change, or what's the most different the way you do things now versus when you started?
The biggest thing today is you got to stay up with marketing. Marketing is one of the bigger issues for us smaller time farmers. It's marketing. It's very fluctuating, and you cannot keep up with it if you don't look at it every day, because one of the reasons for that is you used to have livestock, and so you could if you needed some money, you'd go out and sell a hog or two. Today, most people don't have livestock, so they've got to budget their marketing more throughout the year. And so that is a big issue in my book, is on marketing, so you have your income to meet your expenses for the year. So that is my big headache.
And once again, that was Al Landry of Pawnee, the 2017 Sangamon County Farmer Hall of Fame recipient. And we'll continue our conversation with Al and some upcoming farm shows. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.